AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Federal charges are filed against a man who broke into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home. The AP Sagar-Meghani reports police say he wanted to hold the House Speaker hostage.
Court papers say David DePapp found a sleeping Paul Pelosi in a bedroom before he beat the 82-year-old in the head with a hammer. The affidavit reveals DePapp told police he wanted to talk with Nancy Pelosi. If she lied, he would break her kneecaps.
President Biden raises the possibility of a windfall profits tax on energy companies that don't increase domestic oil production. Biden says the companies are making more money because of Russia's war on Ukraine.
Oil companies, record profits today, are not because they're doing something new or innovative. Their profits are a windfall of war. The windfall from the brutal conflict that's ravaging Ukraine and hurting tens of millions of people around the globe.
The Justice Department raises concern about armed people watching ballot boxes in Arizona. Norman Hall has this.
The Justice Department has stepped into litigation over people watching ballot boxes in Arizona, sometimes while armed or wearing ballistic vests. A court filing says the practice raises serious concerns about voter intimidation. A federal judge days ago refused to bar a group from monitoring the outdoor drop boxes in the suburbs of Phoenix. Court filing says threats, intimidation, and coercion are illegal under the Federal Voting Rights Act, even if they don't succeed. The government also argues that while lawful poll watching can support transparency, so-called ballot security forces present a significant risk of voter intimidation.
Stocks close October on a down day while the markets all post gains for the month, including the Dow having its best month since 1976. S&P had its first monthly gain since July. This is AP News. A drugstore worker in Delphi, Indiana, a town of about 3,000 people, has been arrested in the unsolved killings of two teenage girls nearly 6 years ago. And this from WRTV, State Police Superintendent Doug Carter.
We are going to continue a very methodical and committed approach to ensure that if any other person had any involvement in these murders in any way, that person or persons will be held accountable.
Liberty German, who was 14, and 13-year-old Abigail Williams disappeared in February of 2017. Their bodies were found the next day, Valentine's Day, in a heavily wooded area off the hiking trail where they were last seen. 50-year-old Richard Matthew Allen faces two murder counts. He has entered a not guilty plea. A man with a gun in a car outside the government center in Mobile, Alabama, shot himself this afternoon as officers tried to get him to surrender. Police say he has suffered life-threatening injuries. I'm Tim McGuire. AP News.